be my question too, Jenny. I mean, the number that we received earlier in the year was quite a bit less than that. So if we approve this and we're still able to negotiate, or should we table that pending negotiations with Remco?
We are still able to negotiate, but the biggest issue that I'm told with Remco and from some of the other bidders was the cost of abatement in this case, and that represented the biggest increase and the largest percentage of their fixed cost on this. So I do anticipate some additional negotiation and discussion, and if at that time when the contract comes, if the council's not satisfied with that number, you have the option to elect not to move forward with the contract then.